Uthando Lunje by Valley Music and Aubrey Nwana. Thank you very much for choosing us. It's just a little under 12 o'clock, so time flies when you're having fun. But before we let you go, a very important conversation we're having today with Tisetso Tsotetsi. We speak about the importance of showing up for your kids as a father. Stay tuned.
It's the break of the new dawn. Rise FM taking over, baby. And we are turning up the heat.
Say what? Can you hear me now?
Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
Tisetso, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi. Thank you for welcoming me. How are you doing?
Lovely. How are you?
I'm all good. I'm present.
I'm present. I love that. I mean, you know, from present dads on TikTok to becoming a parenting voice, I would say. How's that journey been for you from that trend to where you are now? Just kind of being a voice for fathers who are there in the lives of their kids.
So it highlighted two things for me, right? First being that there is a massive wound in the lives of people.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, people are wounded. People have problems. People are hurting each other.
Yeah.
So quite a lot of the time, it's just half of the time, it's sheer irresponsibility that a man doesn't want to be there for his kids. And then the other half of the time is just the difficulty of the situationship, if I should call it that. And that is because of people hurting each other.
I mean, so you are a present father. You are there in the life of your child. We are raising awareness on Men's Mental Health Month, which is now in June. So it makes me wonder, why do you think there are men who are just not there for their kids?
So it's a mixture of variables, right? The first reason is a lack of, they just don't want to. That's the first reason. Like, that's the first batch you'll find.
Yeah.
Then the second batch you'll find is men who want it when it's convenient for them, right? Those are the guys that are inconsistent. Those are the guys that today he's present, then he disappears, and so on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third batch you'll find men who want to be present, but there is a variable like DNA that still needs to be spoken about, where there's antitrust between the mom and the dad.
Mm.
But even when you dig into that, you'll find that, yes, he wants a DNA test, but he doesn't want to go. The lady's always be standing there on some, hey, let's go do this thing. And then he's the one that stalls, which begs the question, was it about the DNA thing anyway, or do you just want to escape responsibility? And then also, there's also a socioeconomic thing where it's propagating of pain. So your father left you, you're leaving someone else, right? And so on and so forth. So for quite a lot of dads I've spoken to, you'll realize that the absence goes 2, 3, 4 generations back.
Well, what and conversations are men having with other men then? Because I think it should start there before women have conversations with men. What conversations are you guys having together to check on a man's mental health, to check on why he doesn't want to be a part of his child's life, whatever the reason? What conversations are you having, and what conversations still need to be had?
So there is a drift, right? So on the left-hand side, you find men that want to do the right thing, and those men always speak amongst people that are like them. And then they agglomerate together. And then you have, on the other hand, men that don't want to, and those men speak amongst each other and tell each other the wrong things together.
Mm.
So that bridging of that gap. So men do talk. It's just that the men that want to do the right thing are talking amongst themselves, and the men that are doing the wrong thing are talking amongst themselves and giving themselves wrong advices. And you find that in cases where the men actually do integrate, and there's that exchange of ideas where there's men who want to and men who don't want to. The one is usually singled out. If, for example, there are men who want to do the right things and they're advising a guy who doesn't, he feels attacked. At the same time, when there's a bunch of men who don't want to and there's that single odd one, he feels overwhelmed and outnumbered. Right? So that's some of the things that I've seen. But men are talking. So that they are talking to like-minded people quite a lot of the time. And that doesn't fix anything.
Is there anything that women are saying, women are doing? I mean, you can't have one without the other. You can't have a man without the woman. You cannot have a child without the contribution of a man, and vice versa, right? So is there any conversations or is there anything that women are doing that is making men stray away from having relationships with their children? And how do we change that narrative?
So certainly. There are, but this is not, these are not most cases. These are maybe 20 to 30% of the cases. You'll find that you're still upset that the guy left you and you're making that parenting relationship a horror. You're still upset at that. Or you find that, vele, you've cheated and the child is not the man's child.
Yeah.
And the child does not want, the man does not want to be involved. He doesn't even want to see you, right? Then you find cases like, it was fine at the beginning, and then I stopped being there financially. I stopped being apt or able financially, and then you switched up, especially when you've met a new man, and now all of a sudden I'm useless. So those are the small contributions that women do. So it's not all the time, it's not a lot of the time, but maybe 20 to 20% of the time you'll find women also doing these silly things that, don't do things like that. So that's where you guys contribute.
Yeah. Just before I let you go, how do we change this horrible narrative that has started? I mean, we're speaking about a child here, you know, that grows up to become an individual one day, an individual, and that is, you know, influenced by both mother and father and how they grew up. So both parties are very, very important and equally responsible for the child that they both made. So how do we change this horrible narrative, Disetso, that has started where people are not taking care of their children?
All right. So let me use the correct word, because this might not be this might be PG-13.
Yeah.
We are having the wrong intercourse.
Okay.
We need to first fix that. If we change the type of intercourse we're having, if we get rid of the, if we stay away from the one night stand, or we stay away from sleeping with married people, and we stay away from things like those, that's the first thing we need to fix. Right. Let's just change our intercourse behavior, because 80% of the time you find it's that type of arrangement. And then the second thing is just be nice, man. It's really not difficult to not be a horrible person.
Yeah.
Just don't be a horrible person.
Look, I agree with you and I love what you said, but you get married moms, rather, who say, well, I'm a single mother, even in my marriage.
Yeah. Ish. So again, this goes back to how we're treating each other.
Yeah.
Right. And this is why I was saying, don't be a horrible human being. I mean, you can see that this woman is struggling in marriage with you now. And you can see that your kids are watching that happen. But you're still continuing. Like, it's fine. You know what I mean? So the way we treat each other, and also, can we have, if we first fix our own character flaws and actually do self-reflection and show interest in fixing the us, all these things fall into place. Because if you're focused on fixing the you, then automatically you're going to treat people better because you're fixing the broken things about you that are making you poisonous. You know what I mean? So I get that, and it happens a lot. And it's because people are broken and they're hurting people.
Sure. Let's park it here for today. But thank you very much for coming on to the show. Thank you very much for being present. I know there is an event that you were having on Fathers. Was it this month?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how did that go?
The actual logistics of the event went well.
Okay.
But the stories will break your heart.
Sure.
The event itself, brilliant.
Yeah.
Did good. The stories, though. But also, this is where I was talking about the rift between the men that are having the correct conversations and the men that are having the wrong conversations, because none of those men that were present that day are absent fathers.
Sure. Well, you know, I think continue doing the job that you're doing. I'm sure one day it will reach the right ears, because I was actually just saying to my producer off air that 50% of the guys who saw your prison dads video on TikTok, 50% of them loved it, and the other must have hated it because they know they're not present. So one way or another, you are reaching the ears that need to hear what it's like to be a prison dad. So thank you very much for coming on to the show.